USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, they're destroying our country. As the gentleman said, the violence in his country. Well, we're bringing the violence to our country.
Former President Donald Trump speaking there on Fox News. The former president also saying that Biden ruined the most secure border ever. And regarding the people coming into our country,
many of the people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people, but you also have criminals, you have murderers, you have sex traffickers.
The Supreme Court will consider reinstating the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber. The High Court reviewing a lower court ruling that throughout the death sentence, the appeal was filed by the Trump administration last year. This is USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
Sales of existing homes fell sharply in February. The National Association of Realtors says sales of pre-owned homes dropped 6.6% compared with January. Tight supply and rising prices sidelining many first-time buyers. The median price of a home sold last month was $313,000. A Republican congressman in New York is facing serious allegations.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate touching at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him, former lobbyist Nicolette Davis. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol, which he's been recovering from for the last 4 years. Reed said he planned on dedicating his time and attention to making amends for his past actions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus pandemic has upended much of the world's workforce, turning dining room tables, kitchen counters, and even closets into offices for millions of remote workers. According to Microsoft's first annual Work Trend Index, which surveyed 30,000 people from 31 countries, 73% of workers want their employers to continue providing flexible remote work options after the world returns to some semblance of normalcy. Sally Helgenson is a business consultant. She tells CNBC that employers are working to create that working from home and office balance.
It's very tough. My biggest advice would be don't be rigid and recognize that we're coming out of a time where it's been very unstable, and it's not going to be like this in the same way. I mean, people have had their kids at home. Schools have been closed. They've had a lot that they've had to deal with. People, it's all going to calm down. The employees have not only gotten used to having more flexibility and more control over their schedules, they tend to be happier as long as they haven't had, you know, some terrible pandemic related issues. And I think they're going to have a little more bargaining power in terms of saying, look, you know, here was my productivity during the pandemic. I've got to have some headroom.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.